Good morning. The storm system that's been bringing unsettled weather to the region for the past several days continues to slowly move through. Another wave of low pressure produced low clouds and fog and occasional showers overnight, and many folks this morning waking up to reduced visibility and some wet roadways. Temperatures today will start in the 60s but climb up into the lower 70s this afternoon with occasional showers and even a steadier rain, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon as the main impulse associated with this storm moves on through. So some leftover showers this evening, then gradually clearing skies behind the system overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the lower and mid-50s. High pressure will temporarily build in for tomorrow, bringing us a return to sunshine for your Friday. The sun will mix with some clouds, but still temperatures will be quite mild, with highs reaching up into the mid-70s. Another front currently located in the Midwest will head our way for the weekend. This one will bring more clouds and a chance of scattered showers on Saturday. This front has some much cooler air with it, so out ahead of the front, temperatures will be in the 60s on Saturday and then down into the 40s on Saturday night. A wave of low pressure will develop along the front and keep showers in the forecast, especially for the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England on Sunday. But everyone will be decidedly cooler on Sunday afternoon with highs staying in the 50s. We'll dry things out for Columbus Day, and on Monday we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, but cool temperatures in the middle and upper 50s, and overnight lows will drop back down toward freezing, and many folks will have their first frost of the season by early next week. Back up to 60 with mostly sunny skies by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an early season winter storm that brought record snows to Montana yesterday is now moving into the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Strong winds are also forecast with this system, with blowing and drifting of snow possible. Maximum storm totals will approach 12 inches in some areas. And Tropical Storm Nadine is now moving over the Azores again in the eastern Atlantic Ocean with 45-mile-per-hour winds. Satellite imagery indicates that Nadine is losing its tropical cyclone characteristics, and it is expected to become a post-tropical cyclone later this morning as it moves away from the Azores at 23 miles per hour. And newly formed Tropical Storm Oscar is in the central tropical Atlantic with 40-mile-per-hour winds. Little change in strength is expected as Oscar turns toward the north, then northeast, and dissipates over the next 48 hours. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Genova, Italy, at 12:50 p.m. on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Roshino, Russia, at 3 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 54 degrees, with a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility, light rain and fog, 63 degrees, the dew point 63, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley and Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 18 at Meacham, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. In Boston, cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 64, that's 9 degrees above normal. 0.06 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, now 0.07, which is 0.29 below average, and 28.74 inches for the season, which is 1.07 inches of precipitation below average. There was one heating degree day yesterday for the month, now 17, and 145 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 44. The record high, 86, set in 1881, and the record low, 26, in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:31 p.m., 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and mild today with occasional showers and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and mild today with occasional showers, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 70s. Showers this evening, then gradual clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and mild today with occasional showers and highs in the upper 60s. Showers this evening, then gradual clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and mild today with occasional showers, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower 70s. Showers this evening, then gradually clearing skies overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy and mild today with occasional showers, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs near 70. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, dry and mild in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy Saturday, scattered showers, 60s early, then temperatures fall back through the 50s, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday, turning cooler only in the mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, dry in the upper 50s, lots of sunshine on Tuesday, lower 60s, then back into the 50s with a chance of showers by next Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.